You're listening to Radio DMG.
And welcome back to Radio DMG. I'm your host, Hope Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. And today, we've got, well, the first of our NDK content, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to start out with an interview with Scott McNeil that we recorded at Non-Guest Con. I almost called it Non-Guest Con. Non-Guest Con. No, that's not it at all. Anyways, it's a Non-Descon 2015. It was at a new hotel this year. It was kind of crazy big. Much bigger than before. In fact, finding everything was a little bit tough at first. But we did. We found everything just fine. And we took a lot of pictures, and we're still uploading pictures. Up until the end of the week, or maybe even beyond, depending on how much we're able to get out. So, yeah, expect lots of content still. We have a lot of videos still left to edit and process and upload and all that great stuff. And you can see those at Area DMG if you go to areadmg.com. Also check out dmgice.com for links to all of our content as it comes out, or check us up out on Facebook or Twitter, because hey, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you're going to be the first and second to know. Pretty much you should follow us on Twitter if you want to keep up to date with all the going-ons and such on Radio DMG, DMG Ice, and Area DMG. We got up a bunch of video drops. We got the Titan Talk panel. We have a panel coming up on, I'm trying to remember what the name of the panel. Oh, wait. It has to do with independent film development, and we thought it was pretty good. It's got Kevin McKeever in there, pretty decent. We also have the costume contest, some stuff related to the costume contest, and just all sorts of content, ladies and gentlemen. And if you've been watching, we also brought back Viral Speak, which it's a, unless there's a holiday or something, but it's a mostly daily weekday thing where it's kind of like little miniature vlog is such a terrible word. It sounds like something you stepped in. It's like, oh, I stepped in my vlogs, or like shoes for terrible people, you know, like those $90 flip-flop things. I'm wearing my vlogs today. I don't know, the English language, if you could really call it that, video ledgers, but no one calls them ledges, because that just sounds just vlog and that just sounds so vomitous, you know, just like completely horrifying what's happening to the English language, just horrifying. But let me ask you a question just a bit. Do you like content? And we do have some today. We got an interview with Scott McNeil, which will be coming up in just a short while. For now, thank you for putting up with all our weird content delays and with all that weird stuff. And now that we're finally kind of on a schedule, expect more things to come. But yeah, for right now, let's go ahead and cue the music.
Radio DMG. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, and I'm here at Non-Descon 2015 with
Scott McNeil.
So, just in case our studio audience doesn't know who you are and what you do, who are you and what do you do?
I ask myself that every morning when I get out of bed.
Have you figured it out yet?
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. So, but if I ever do, I'm out of a job.
Oh, no.
My name is Scott McNeil, and I'm a voice actor. I do voice acting. Acting with voices. That's what I do. I've been doing this for 28 years now. 28 years before the microphone. Now, man and boy, I go back to the He-Mans, the G.I. Joes, all through the animes, Transformers. It's a long list.
Yeah,
and I can never remember it till I'm on the plane going home.
Of course. And I was looking a bit there, doing a little bit of research on that, to see what you're in. It's pretty much like, I think in He-Man you were like Monsters of the Week type thing.
No. In He-Man I was Beastman, Remman, Stratos, Clawful, Cobra Khan, and Merman.
Oh, so pretty much all the monsters.
Yes, of the week. I was not Dragon Ball Z. I was Piccolo, Jace, Deborah, Karoni, Majin Buu, Okai, South Kai, Dr. Brief, Android 16, and the role of a lifetime, the role I was born to play, Farmer in Field.
thought the farmer in the field in the first episode, he gets blown away by, what's his name? Oh, yep.
That's the one.
Yep, that's the one.
That was me.
Then Funimation came along and retconned all of that.
Yes. So,
yes. Gotta love that.
Well, when we started out doing it up in Canada, it was working as Funimation. And then
it's Ocean.
Ocean was the studio that we recorded at. It was still Funimation. And then Barry Watson decided that, I tell you, you know what, I need to find a place where we can find someone that'll work even cheaper than Canadians. So, whoosh, down south it went. They put an ad in the paper and said, can you sell like your favorite Dragon Ball Z stars? And apparently people could.
That's how, I guess, I remember hearing that's how Kyle O'Bear got in there, too.
Yeah, well, that's, pretty much. That's how the kind of the Texas industry got started.
So, when you start working with Ocean, you start working with a lot of different anime and stuff, how did it feel when all that work went just down south to Texas? Give us your honest thought.
Anime and the dubbing thereof, the ADR stuff we were doing, was pretty secondary. You know, it ain't the biggest paying job in the world. It was the kind of thing that would fit in between prelay gigs. Admittedly, you know, I'm a polyphonic prostitute. I like to work as much as I can. So, seeing any work go elsewhere is like, oh, well, that sucks.
I mean,
we continued on doing DBZ. Trust me, I spent 10 years working on that show. And we still got paid for it, so it didn't matter to me who was doing it anywhere else. But, you know, so it wasn't really our, it's not really our primary industry in cartoons in Vancouver. So it's always sucky to see anything go. But, you know, it didn't sort of make anything come to a grinding halt. And we still do some. I actually just booked a new series that I'm starting not out long after I get home from here. I'm going like, wow, I haven't done anime in a long time. This one's really cool, though. You know, this is really cool because...
You can't talk about it yet?
No! It's the most original idea! They're like these mech robots that fight, and then they transform into other things.
Like dishwashers.
And toaster ovens.
Man,
it's never been done, man.
Is it a refrigerator or is it a robot? I don't know.
My refrigerator is a robot. Don't judge me. Don't judge me for that.
Don't worry. We're in Colorado. We don't judge people for anything.
I knew I was in Colorado the first time I was here. This nice young man came up to me on the street and offered to sell me some pots. I went, oh, what a nice young fella. He was just worried that my kitchen was not up to snuff in the cookware department.
Of course. I mean, and it's so expensive at the IKEA.
Yeah, dude, mind you, I come from British Columbia, so we have a similar culture, shall I say.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, look, dispensaries and mountains. I feel like I'm back home.
it wasn't like that, like a couple years back, because you were here before.
I was here 13 years ago.
Yeah, 13 years ago. Quite a bit different.
Yeah, a lot more people riding by on horseback and whatnot.
Yeah.
The snowstorms.
Dinosaurs.
John Denver.
Yeah.
It was all here.
All of it.
Now, nothing but dispensaries.
As far as the eye can see.
When I was a young man.
Yeah.
In this town didn't have your damn medical dispensaries. You wanted marijuana, you had to go out and kill it yourself. The old-fashioned way with bows and sticks.
Wild hunter-gatherers. As far as
the eye could see.
Absolutely.
And then the bison came and tromped it all down. Then the passenger pigeons came and took all the bison away. And then the tourists came and took all the passenger pigeons.
Now we're just waiting for the squirrels.
They're coming.
They are.
I know they are. Squirrels are always coming.
So, I guess I should probably ask you, how did you get started on this path toward greatness of voice acting?
I just had to take the voices from the inside, and I had to learn how to put them on the outside. Otherwise, I was going to end up in small padded rooms screaming for the rest of my life. Wait, that's what I do for a living.
Oh, so kind of like Jerry Lewis.
A little bit, yeah. It's something that you are born with.
Oh, yeah.
We don't ask for it. I didn't ask for this. I wanted to be normal, but they said no. You used up all your normal. You got to become a cartoon now, happy boy.
So, I mean, having said that, I studied full-time. I went to 4 years of full-time theatrical training, studied classical theater, my Shakespeare, my Molière, my Ibsens. I learned to dance and fence and do all of the wonderful things. And then said, screw this, I'm too weird, I want to be cartoon. So
So that's exactly what I did.
And speaking of cartoons and weirdness, what do you think of NDK so far this year?
I think it's kind of awesome.
They're in a new hotel. It's huge.
It's big, it's bright, it's shiny. It's the all-new NDK in 2015. I don't know why I'm talking like this, because nobody does.
Well,
it's, you know what, it's countdown. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like, I can't speak like a human. There's so many people here. It's such a nice facility. The people here are so amazing to me. People I'm like are so welcoming back to me after 13 years. You know, just the talent, the cosplay that I'm seeing wandering around. People have been so amazing and kind and awesome here. I think it's because y'all are just starving for oxygen, but it makes you real nice people. And I've said that for years about Dallas, I almost said Dallas. Derp. Could trust me, I don't necessarily say that there. But about Denver, I've worked down here on a couple of projects, and I've just, people ask me, you know, favorite cons, places. I'll list a couple of cons that I do that I really like, but I also have always said the city of Denver is where I've met some of the most awesome people I've ever met in my life. I think a lot of it, it's a little bit like Vancouver. It's like, this is a place that people come to if they're sick of the sort of general douchebaggery of wherever they were living. And they want, I want to go to a place where I can just breathe and be. And that seems to be what Denver has a lot of. And then native Denverites are like proud as hell of this place. So makes it cool and the food's real good too. Mm.
Especially since it came down on like the same weekend as Taste of Colorado.
I know, trust me, tonight I'm going wandering.
Oh yeah.
I will be eating because I'm a bit of a foodie myself. I'm actually a trained chef and a few other things and I like to eat.
So what are your specialties as a trained chef?
I don't have any specialties as far as my training goes, but I have stuff I prefer. Like, I do a lot of, I try to get, you know, involve myself in a lot of Cajun cooking. I like interesting, spicy, boom, wham, you know, and plus it's just sort of whatever I take a hankering to. I am a trophy-winning chili champion.
Ooh, what's the secret of your chili?
I ain't telling you. I got weird for a while because I was using stuff like, okay, this one's going to have crocodile in it, and this one's going to have some kangaroo. But I grow my own peppers. I make a lot of my own powders and my own sauces.
Do you grow your own kangaroos?
Yeah.
Your own Cecil the Lions?
Oh, no. It's so cute. They're tiny. They're little bonsai kangaroos. Okay. I think they call them mice down here.
Yeah, probably.
Well, I did, you know, in the land where I grew up, of course, we had a lot of kangaroos there because I come from the land where everything's Christian. Northern Queensland, although it was more about fruit bats and whatnot there, not a lot of kangaroos because it wasn't dry enough. But those were my giant bouncing rodents, and they are tasty. First time I ever tried kangaroo, I thought like, oh, is it going to be kind of gamey? Where it's like, no, if we're having foodie talk, kangaroo is delicious.
Mm. Like, I will have to really try that delicious. At some point. So no secret recipes for your chili?
Oh, no, really. It's just a simple amalgam of... pretty much just household objects. I'm not telling you my stuff.
Okay, darn it. Like,
but part of it is the fact I think just I grow my own stuff. And I like, you know, I like interest. When I'm cooking I speak for a living, I'm plenty of. This is my job. This is what I do. Don't make fun of me. It's about a 3-day process of building flavors and then last year, I think the reason I won last year was I threw a lot of that stuff away and said, you know what, just make a simple, straight-up, good-ass, nice, hot chili with a lot of flavor. Mm-hmm. And it was good. I like to kill my own animals, too. I find if you put them in raw, like lobster, you know, same thing. So you get the big chili pot of bun, and then you just drop the cow in, you drop them in head first. They seem like they're screaming, but that's just air escaping out their horns.
Yeah.
Out their horns. No, it'll sound, oh, no, that is lobster. Never mind. I want to make some nice chowder.
Yeah. It's just a giant insect.
I know, a giant, delicious insect.
Kind of like, if you've ever seen, like, Nazca in the Valley of the Wind, those giant things just moving along there. Those are probably delicious.
Lobster are disgusting until you eat them.
Oh, yeah.
And then it's like, oh, my God, man, I tell you what, if spiders tasted like that, I would eat every spider I could find.
Man, the world would probably be... there'd be a lot less fires, a lot less fire trucks circling around NDK.
Is that because of the spiders?
I don't know. We don't know. If those are the ones breaking the elevators.
Yeah, elevator spiders, I wouldn't be surprised.
Absolutely. So I've noticed, like, there is a lot of energy at this convention, huh? A lot of it. One thing we notice with a lot of conventions is, you see, you've probably noticed there's a lot of people running
around. That's not people, that's a wall.
Well,
with a painting, there's one person, and she's lovely, but it's still just, it's not a crowd. Be more people, honey.
You have to be more people.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, good.
We're going to fill in the rest in post. You're doing good,
absolutely.
Huh? You're doing real good.
Well, there are a lot of people that attend the event, and they're just bouncing off the walls, energy, like lots of energy, really happy. Then they get back to the everyday grind, their school, their work, etc. And then they just...
Prison.
They just lose that energy. They get just kind of browbeat by life. Is there any suggestion you could give them to help them take that energy from the convention, that they keep that fire and keep it through the
You know, that's
days?
Actually a really good question, and I'm really serious at these things, but I wish... Because it's no different for me. I mean, I come in, and for me, it's such an elevation. You know, coming to a place where there's screaming and insanity and people just like, oh my God, you know. I collect as many hugs as I can get, and I take them all home with me. Because when you get on the plane on the Monday, and you know, suddenly it's just like, you know, it's like back to the, you know, I'm back to where my everyday life is pretty freaking awesome. But you just take one of them hugs, you just like take it out, put like a sheet, wrap it around yourself, go, okay. It's also impossible to ride that high forever, you know, so there's the thing, you know, and I experience it as much as anybody does, you know, the sort of post-con blit, because for 3 days, it's insanity, it's like the best, you know, and you're making your best friends in the world, it's like in Sunday, it's like, oh, I hate the last day at camp, and then it's like, you mope, and it's like, okay, and then it's like, okay, we'll see you next year, right, another con, yeah,
so sometimes you just got to keep that faith that it's going to be back again, even if it takes 13 years for some of us.
Just kind of just hold on because it gets better.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like life shouldn't be so horrifying that if you're not at con, you know, if that is the case, then, you know, maybe like me, you got some bigger issues. But, yeah, I mean, you can't, okay, we're getting, like, super philosophical here. Like, you know, you can't hold on to that elevation, but you can hold on to it as long as you can.
Yeah.
As long as you don't expect to live there all the time, because that's an impossible summation, right? Mm-hmm. So accept the fact that there will be some lows and some highs. But, yeah, you know, the memories of just how awesome Con is and how amazing the just explosion of Con. It was like somebody just took 150 billion pounds of anime awesomeness, put it in a big rubber bag, took it up in a helicopter, and just dropped it. Pwoof! And it's an eruption with a crater with an epicenter, and these waves of awesome go whipping through Denver. And then, you know, the waves are bigger. But there's so much going on here. You know, you're bored of the con, go and eat. Seriously. Taste of Colorado, right out there, right outside the door. Here, I'll point you over there. See? There.
That was a sight gag.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd seen it, I swear to God, funniest thing I have ever done.
Gosh,
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. We had to stop recording for a moment. So hard laughing. And just
Oh my God.
It took a while. We actually,
I can't even breathe, man. Oh my God, that was funny.
You really had to be there.
Yeah. He had to be there.
Because it was classic old school comedy. It was comedy back when jokes were funny on their own.
Back when you had just these real quick whippersnappers, like I've been listening to a lot of these old radio shows, and you had like, what is that guy's name? Yeah, he did like the Senator Claghorn stuff and all that.
Well, all those, the wonderful thing about the old days of drama was everybody was from New Hampshire and everybody talked really fast.
I know, that's one thing.
You could do an entire 4-hour movie in 45 minutes.
Welcome to Dragnet.
That's
these
right.
The stories are real.
The stories are real, but then, you know, when it's always that same strain, you know, it doesn't matter. We know Bogart was.
Oh, also, by the way, well, we're just brought to you by cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
And Wheaties.
You know, that reminds me, Clarice, I could certainly do with a nice bowl of Campbell's chicken noodle soup. Why, you know, Reg, I was thinking the same thing.
I love old radio dramas. Not as much as I love Lauren Landa, but.
Sorry, I didn't see you there.
And you can't see
is
her either.
Is that your quarter that you just dropped?
Yeah,
it's just on the floor there. You know you love me.
I love him.
You know you love me. You want to kiss.
And I'm totally ruining your interview.
No, you're not.
No, it's not.
We were getting way
too
serious.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up a little bit too. And
we're not
bit,
actually even.
Is Lauren Landa saying that I love Scott McNeil? I love Scott McNeil.
Nope, and we're interviewing you tomorrow at, like, way early in the morning.
Why is it at that time?
I don't know.
Can we switch it, please? I can't.
Let's try to figure that out.
Okay.
But yeah, well.
Well, we're going to finish the whole thing like we're doing an old-time radio drama.
Absolutely. Well,
absolutely. Lauren Lander, you know I'm crazy about you. You're a swell kid.
Thank you, darling.
Does she eat her Wheaties? Just as long as you eat your Wheaties. And,
that's right. This brought to you by Ovaltine.
Yes, absolutely.
These camels are smooth and mild on my wiso.
And sure to drink your Ovaltine.
Ovaltine? Ovaltine?
And while this is descended into chaos, I guess we're going to go ahead and cut on this chaos. I'm your host, Wolf Wesson, the Mile High Mouth. I'm here at Nondesk on 2015 with...
If you play that back in front of a mirror, it will tell you really cool stuff.
Absolutely.
And this is Scott McNeil signing off for now.
Good night, and you are now caught up.
And that's our show for today. I'm your host, Hope Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. If you like our show, go ahead and hit them. Well, actually, if you're downloading on iTunes for some weird reason, you can always... I don't know. Can you subscribe to that? I have to check. But anyways, that's the first of our Nondescon 2015 content. We've got a bunch coming up. We'll be back here next week, same time mostly, or earlier. Usually around Wednesday. When we get these out, it is Wednesday somewhere. And that's good, right? Yeah, consistency, ladies and gentlemen. But yeah, go ahead, like us on Facebook, Twitter, follow Area DMG. So pretty much, let me go ahead and read you the long list of places where you can find our content. Because I don't think I have ever actually done that on the air. Okay, you can go to DMGICE at www.dmgice.com. You can check out our videos at Area DMG at areadmg.com. Radio DMG, the show that you're listening to, is on radio, radiodmg.com. You can also check out Street Pass Aurora and Animationist Art. They are sparora.com or animationistart, all one word, .com. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, at DMG Ice, and we also have a Patreon, we have Flickr, Reddit, Google. We're all over the place. Just go to dmgice.com, and right under that pretty graphic up on the top, there are a bunch of little ribbons. Those are our social media ribbons, because we like social media so much, we have to put it into ribbons. Why not? Ribbons are nice. Anywho, there's all that. Go follow that stuff. It's good. And it's the best way to keep track of all the content that we bring you every week. Look forward to new shows. And, well, that's all good stuff. I'm your host, Will Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. You've been listening to Radio DMG. Good night, and you are now caught up.
God, I messed up.
Oh my God! This is bullshit! It's the worst radio show I've ever been on!
And never mind, that never happened.
Oh yeah, never happened. Fix it in post.